إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid, and ask His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil which is in ourselves, and we seek refuge in Allah from our evil actions. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him, and whoever Allah wills to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. I bear witness, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. I also bear witness that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is the worship of Allah and His final messenger. أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله. Thereafter, the best speech is the book of Allah. وخير الهدى هدى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the best guidance is the guidance of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَإِنَّ الشَّرَّ الْأُمُورُ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا. And the most evil affairs are those matters which have been innovated and introduced into Islam. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. Every newly innovated matter is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is misguidance, and every misguidance only leads to the fire. عِبَادَ اللَّهِ. From the indicators of the truthfulness of a person's iman and the strength of his taqwa and the certainty of his religion is that a Muslim should be confident in himself as a Muslim, and a Muslim should be confident in Allah as his Lord, and he should be confident as Islam being his religion. So the Muslim, the true believer, who has confidence in himself and has confidence in his Lord and has confidence in his religion and his iman, is like a strong wall. And this strong wall, the winds and the storms do not move it. And the waves of the oceans, they hit this wall and it does not move. And this is how a Muslim should be. A person of iman, upon the truth, in a society and in a time when there is fitna, when there is confusion, where many things are changing, the Muslim remains firm. So time might change, but the Muslim should not change. Ideas and opinions may change, but the Muslim does not change. Cultures and fashions may change, but the Muslim does not change. People, the community and society, it may change, but the Muslim, he remains firm and he remains confident in Islam and in his Lord. When everything else around him is changing, the Muslim, he remains firm upon his religion, firm upon his aqeedah, firm upon his usul, upon his principles, firm upon his morals. In fact, the more change there is around him and the more disobedience there is around him, the more firm a person becomes and the stronger his attachment is to his Lord and his religion. So the Muslim, he isn't enticed by shaitan, and neither does a firm Muslim chase after every caller. The Muslim, he isn't prevented from the path of truth because there are only a few people with him. And neither is a firm Muslim deluded to follow the path of misguidance because there are many people who are following this path. And this is the methodology which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. In the narration, لا تكونوا إمعة. It is narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, لا تكونوا إمعة. Do not be إمعة. An إمعة is a follower, somebody who is spineless, somebody who has no principles, somebody who is a coward. He says, إن أحسن الناس أحسنت. If people do good, then I will do good. وَإِنْ ظَلَمُوا ظَلَمْتُ. And if people oppress, then I will oppress. He said, وَلَكِنْ وَطِّنُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. But train yourself and accustom yourself to say, إِنْ أَحْسَنَ النَّاسِ أَحْسَنْتُ. If people do good, then I will do good. وَإِنْ أَسَاءُوا فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا. But if they do evil, then you do not oppress. So this person, إِمَّعَ, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Sahaba used to speak about, إِمَّعَ, the spineless person, the coward, the one who doesn't take a stance, the one who isn't confident in his own self and in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the one who doesn't have any resolve, doesn't have a firm opinion, follows the ways of the people, is never firm upon anything, weak in his determination, always unsure, always hesitant, his heart is open to the doubts. You find him a Muslim when he's amongst the Muslims. You find him a sinner when he's amongst the sinners. You find him a liberal secularist when he's amongst the liberals. You find him a munafiq when he's between the munafiq. This is the imma'a. This is the follower of the other people. And this is the way of the munafiqeen, regarding whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا. That when they are with those people who have iman, then they say, we have iman. وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَىٰ شَيَاطِينِهِمْ. And then when they are alone with their shayateen, قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ. They say, we are with you. إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ. We were only joking. And remember the lesson of Sulh al-Hudaybiyah, the treaty of al-Hudaybiyah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his companions, they left al-Madinah and they went towards Mecca in order to perform Umrah. As they reached the outskirts of Mecca, the Quraysh, they found out. So the Quraysh prevented the Muslims from coming into Mecca in order to do Umrah. And then there was a treaty, an agreement, which was signed between the Muslims, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his companions, and between the kuffar of Al-Quraysh. The basis of these treaties, a lot of it seemed to be against the Muslims. So the companions, they were advising the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam not to accept this treaty. One of the conditions was that right now, the Prophet and the companions, they have to go back to Medina. You're not allowed to enter into Mecca, no Umrah, even though they have put on the Ihram. Secondly, for a whole year, you are not allowed to enter into Mecca. Thirdly, next year, you are allowed to come and do Umrah. When you come to do Umrah, no weapons with you. And when you do come into Mecca, then you have to leave within 3 days. So the companions, they were against this. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he carried on. Then they said, whichever tribe from the people of Medina wants to have an alliance with the people of Mecca, they can do so against the Muslims. Then they said, if somebody from the Quraysh leaves the Quraysh to join Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then he cannot accept them. The Prophet has to return that person and reject him from Al-Madinah, even though he has become a Muslim. And as for the Quraysh, if somebody leaves the religion of Islam and comes to the Quraysh, then the Quraysh can accept him against the Muslims. So the companions, they refused. And they advised the Prophet not to do so. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he had confidence in himself. He had confidence in his Lord. So he carried on. So then they started writing. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to Ali radiallahu anhu, write the treaty. Write Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The Quraysh said, as for Bismillah, we accept. As for Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, we don't know who this is. So write only Bismillah. The companions, they refused. They said, Wallahi, لا نكتبها إلا بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Said, by Allah, we will only sign this treaty in the name of Allah, the most merciful, the one who bestows mercy. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa said, اكتب بسم الله. Write بسم الله, no problem. Delete الرحمن and الرحيم. Then the next line, اكتب, write, O Ali. هذا ما قضى محمد رسول الله. This is a treaty between Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah, and the Quraysh. The Quraysh, they refused. They said, if we accept that you are Rasulullah, then we will allow you to enter into Mecca. Write Muhammad ibn Abdullah. Don't write Rasulullah. So again, the companions refused. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam showed confidence, showed determination. Write Muhammad ibn Abdullah, no problem. And the treaty was signed. The point is that many of the companions, they were advising the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam against it. And things were becoming difficult. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he had his principles. He was sure of the promise which is with Allah. He took a stance. He didn't allow the many voices and the many opinions to dissuade him or to become hesitant. And this is how a Muslim has to always be firm upon his religion. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam died, many of the tribes who had accepted Islam, they refused to pay zakah. They said, zakah was only legislated at the time of the Prophet. We used to give it to the Prophet, we don't need to give it to you anymore. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he took a stance that any person who refuses to pay zakah, he will be fought. And he will be forced to pay zakah, like he did at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The majority of the companions, they were against this opinion. They advised Abu Bakr against this. Even Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, how can you fight a people who say la ilaha illallah, even if they're not paying a zakah? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he was firm. He said, wallahi, لَأُقَاتِلَنَّ مَنْ فَرَّقَ بَيْنَ الصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ. He said, by Allah, I will fight against anybody who differentiates between a salah and a zakah. So look again, many opinions, many voices, regardless of what the people are saying, even Umar, even the senior companions. But Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu knew he was upon the truth. He knew that this was aiding the religion. He knew this was victory for Allah. This is where the evidences were. So he carried on. He was firm. He had his determination. He didn't become hesitant. So much so, Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, فَوَاللَّهِ مَا هُوَ إِلَّا أَنْ قَدْ شَرَحَ صَدْرَ أَبِي بَكْرٍ لِلْقِطَالِ فَعَرَفْتُ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ. He said, by Allah, as soon as I saw Abu Bakr was firm upon fighting these people, I knew he was upon the truth. So this is how a Muslim has to be. Just because many people have an opinion, it doesn't mean you change your principles. It doesn't mean you change your religion. You remain a Muslim. You remain upon the same aqidah, and the same manners, and the same morals. Somebody amongst you may ask, what is the need of mentioning this point? And the answer is that this message of being confident in your religion and confident in Allah and being firm upon your principles is even more important in this time and this society. In this time and society in which knowledge is little and people are taking ignorant people to be their leaders. In a time and place in which there are many doubts. Doubts about Allah, doubts about creation, doubts about the religion. And all of this is in the garments of science. In a time and place in which there are many desires And these desires and this indecency in the garments of the advancement of society. In a time and place in which there is much bid'ah. But this spread of bid'ah is in the garments of religion. We have to give this message. In a time and place in which knowledge is little. And the ruwaybida are speaking. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he prophesied the emergence of the ruwaybida. He said, الرجل التافه يتكلم في أمور العامة. A nobody, an ignorant person, but he will speak about those matters which affect the whole ummah. Doesn't know anything about Islam, but he thinks he has an opinion about it. Doesn't know anything about politics, but he thinks he can give an opinion about something which relates to the ummah. Doesn't know anything about the religion, but wants to call other people kuffar. And other people innovators. This is a ruwaybida. In a time and a place in which the Muslim youth are being fought against, doubt after doubt, to destroy their principles, to destroy their religion. In a time and a place in which the innocence of Muslim children is being eroded, so much so that the message is put out there that if you want to choose a gender, choose a gender. We will encourage you to choose any gender which you want, or no gender, or be neutral gender. In a time and a place in which the modesty and the chastity of the people is being eroded, so people are encouraged to choose a sexuality, homosexual, or this or that. A person has a free choice. All of this is there. In a time and a place in which the people of truth are too scared to speak about the truth, whilst the people of falsehood have the courage and the audacity to speak about falsehood. In a time and a place in which the hijab is being belittled, but immodesty is encouraged. And shyness, haya, and modesty is belittled, but immodesty and indecency and fahisha is fashionable. In a time and a place in which the segregation between men and women is being eroded, but free mixing and dating and relationships outside of marriage, this is seen as being fashionable. In this time and in this space, this message is more important, that a Muslim has to remain firm upon his religion, firm upon his principles, shouldn't be a coward, shouldn't be spineless, should not be imma'ah. Like Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, لا يكون أحدكم imma'ah. Nobody amongst you should be imma'ah, a coward or a spineless follower. قالوا وما الإمّعَ يا أبا عبد الرحمن. The people said, and who is imma'ah, O Abu Abd al-Rahman? He said, the one who says, إنما أنا مع الناس. The one who says, I am with the people. إِذَا اهْتَدَوْا اهْتَدَيْتْ. If the people are guided, I am guided. وَإِذَا ضَلُّوا ضَلَلْتْ. And if the people are misguided, I am misguided. He said, أَلَا لِيُوَطِّنُوا أَحَدُكُمْ نَفْسَهُ. Rather, every person should train himself. إِنْ كَفَرَ النَّاسِ لَا أَكْفُرْ. If the people disbelieve, I will not disbelieve. And in these days, in the following days, in the coming weeks, you will see in the schools and in society, celebrations of Christmas, festivities. And this celebration, this day is a day of kufr, blasphemy, in which they claim the Son of Allah, na'udh billah, was born on this day. And there are some amongst the Muslims who encourage their children, their sons and their daughters, to take part in these festivities, celebrations, plays, giving cards and gifts, and congratulations, and all of this is haram. All of this is from the actions of al-kufr. Brothers and sisters, we respect the people around us. We respect the members of society. We live in this society, in this land, according to the laws of the land. We deal with the people and interact with the people in a way of wisdom and kindness and gentleness. But at the same time, we're not allowed to follow the people of kufr, in their kufr. Why? Because we're Muslims. Our way is a way of at-tawheed. Our methodology, our manhaj, is the methodology of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have our own principles. We have our own aqeedah. We have our own sharia. We have our own morals. And none of these things change. All of these things remain firm. So our religion should not follow the desires of ourself. Our religion should not follow the desires of the people. Our religion should not follow the fashion or the latest current trend of society. Rather, we have to be firm upon our Islam, our aqeedah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O people of iman, alaykum anfusakum. You are responsible for your own selves. You are responsible for your own souls. La yadurrukum man dalla. As for those who are misguided, it does not harm you. In ihtadaytum, as long as you remain guided. Ilallahi marji'ukum. To Allah, all of you will return. Ilallahi marji'ukum jami'an. All of you will return to Allah. And then He will inform you of that which you used to do. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum fastaghfiru innahu huwal ghafur rahim. Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, amma ba'd. The Muslim has to be firm and has to have determination to remain upon the truth in all times and all places. Just as Islam has not changed and will never change, then also the Muslim. A Muslim should never change. In a society, if it becomes corrupt, the Muslim has to remain upright and righteous. In a society in which there is indecency and fahisha, the Muslim has to remain decent and shy. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said, Ala la yuqallidanna ahadukum rajulun deena. He said, verily, nobody should make his religion blind following of other people. He says, In aman amantu. That if so and so believes, I will believe. Wa in kafara kafartu. And if so and so disbelieves, then I will disbelieve. And also Muslim, he shouldn't be deluded by where the majority is. In Islam, the majority, the most number of people, is never an evidence of that which is correct. Al-Fudayl ibn al-Iyad, he said, Alayka bituruq al-huda. Upon you is to follow the way of guidance. وَلَا يَضُرُّكَ قِلَّةُ السَّالِكِينَ. And the few amount of people should not harm you. Meaning follow the ways of guidance and don't be dissuaded because only a few people are following it. وَإِيَّاكَ وَطُرُقُ الضَّلَالَةِ. And be aware of following the paths of misguidance. وَلَا تَغْتَرْ بِكَثْرَةِ الْهَالِكِينَ. And don't be deluded by how many people are following that way of misguidance. And also the fathers and the mothers, you have to comprehend the dangers which your children are facing. Their mobile phones, their friends, their hobbies, even in the schools. You have to pay attention. Comprehend, understand the danger that they are facing. Music lessons. Take a stance. Write to the school. Pull your children out, because in Islam music is haram. Christmas activities. Take a stance. Pull your children out, because it is from kufr. Sex education. Wallahi, things are being taught that a person is too shy to mention on the minbar. But you're a Muslim, so take a stance. Write to the school. Pull your children out. Because we can't be spineless. We can't be cowards. We have our principles. In Islam, music is haram. Dancing is haram. Haya, shyness, is from iman. Christmas is blasphemy. Christmas is al-kufr. And also knowledge. You have to attach importance to knowledge and teaching your children. We have lessons in the masjid, khutbah in English. You have to bring your children with you so they understand this message. As for a person sending his children towards kufr and towards all of these doubts, and that child, his heart is empty. There's no taqwa in his heart. There's no iman in his heart. There's no knowledge in his heart. And then you're going to send him to a place in which there's doubts and kufr and fahisha. then you're destroying that child. So before the child goes into that environment, you have to fill his heart with taqwa and with iman and with knowledge and yaqeen. And this is only through the masjid and the activities of the masjid. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said, "Ughdu aliman aw muta'alliman." Go out as a scholar or a person who is seeking knowledge. وَلَا تَغْدُ إِمَّعَ. But do not go out إِمَّعَ. Meaning somebody who is neither learning and neither is a person of knowledge. Somebody who is spineless. Somebody who has no principles. And after this, brothers and sisters, on this blessed day, the day of Jum'ah, send peace and salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma izzal Islam wal muslimin. Allahumma izzal Islam wal muslimin. Allahumma adhilla ash-shirka wal mushrikeen. Allahumma dammir a'da'aka a'da'ad-din. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-huda wat-tuqa wal-'afafa wal-ghina. Allahumma aati nufusana taqwaha wa zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. Allahumma aslih dhaata baynina وألف بين قلوبنا واهدنا سبل السلام. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على الحق. اللهم رد الشباب المسلمين والبنات المسلمات إلى دينك. اللهم ردهم إليك ردا جميلا. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. وصلى الله على نبينا وسلم وأقم الصلاة.